I wanted him to die, of course. I hated him for what he did to Sam, and for the driving away of Parvati and Varuna, and for what he did to the archivist, Tack, and for—
Enough. One could go on all day thus. Did you depart directly from the garden, or did you stop back at the pavilion?
I passed the pavilion and saw the same girl. I made myself visible to her and told her that I could not locate Brahma and would return later. He is dead, isn't he? What shall I do now?
Have another piece of fruit and some more soma. Yes, he's dead.
Will Yama come after me?
Of course. He will go after everyone who was seen anywhere near there. It was doubtless a reasonably quick-acting poison, and you were there right near the time of death. So naturally he will go after you, and he will have you psych-probed along with all the others. This will reveal that you did not do it, so I suggest you simply await being called into custody. Do not tell anyone else this story.
What shall I tell Yama?
If he reaches you before I reach him, tell him everything, including the fact that you have spoken with me. This is because I am not even supposed to know that this thing has occurred. The passing of one among Trimurti is always kept secret for as long as possible, even at the expense of lives.
But the Lords of Karma would read it from your memory when you stood to a judgment.
Just so they do not read it from your memory today. The knowledge of Brahma's passing will be kept to as small a group as possible. Since Yama may be conducting the official investigation and is also the designer of the psych probe, I don't think any yellow wheel people would be dragged in to run the machines. Still, I must confirm this fact with Yama, or suggest it to him immediately.
Before you go?
Yes.
You said that only a few may know of this thing, even if lives must be spent. Does this mean that I—
No. You will live, because I will protect you.
Why will you?
Because you are my friend.
Yama operated the machine that probes the mind. He probed 37 subjects, all of whom could have had access to Brahma in his garden during the entire day prior to the deicide. Of these, 11 were gods or goddesses, including Ratri, Sarasvati, Vayu, Mara, Lakshmi, Murugan, Agni, and Krishna. Of these 37 gods and men, none was found to be guilty. Kubera, the artificer, stood at Yama's side, and he regarded the psych tapes.
What now, Yama?
I do not know.
Mayhap the killer was invisible.
Perhaps.
But you think not?
I think not.
Supposing everybody in the city were made to stand the probe.
There are many arrivals and departures every day via many entrances and exits.
Have you given thought to the possibility of its having been one of the Rakasha? They are again abroad in the world, as well you know, and they hate us.
The Rakasha do not poison their victims. Also, I do not believe one could enter the garden because of the demon-repelling incense.
What now?
I shall return to my laboratory and think.
May I accompany you to the Vasti Hall of Death?
If you wish. Kubera returned with Yama, and while Yama thought, Kubera perused his master tape's index, which he had set up when experimenting with the first probe machines. They were discarded. They were incomplete, of course. Only the Lords of Karma kept up-to-date life record tapes on everyone in the Celestial City. Kubera knew this, of course. The printing press was rediscovered in a place called Keenset, by the River Vedra. Experiments with sophisticated plumbing were also going on in this place. Two very fine temple artists also appeared on the scene, and an old glass cutter made a pair of bifocals and began grinding out more. Therefore, indications were that one of the city-states was undergoing a renaissance. Brahma decided it was time to move against accelerationism. A war party was raised in heaven, and the temples of cities adjacent to Keenset sent out the call to the faithful to be ready for a holy war. Shiva the Destroyer bore only a token trident, for his real faith lay with the wand of fire that he wore at his side. Brahma, of the golden saddle and silver spurs, bore a sword, a wheel, and a bow. The new Rudra bore the bow and quiver of the old. Lord Mara wore a shimmering cloak, which changed colors constantly, and none could tell what manner of weapons he bore or what sort of chariot he mounted. For to stare upon him overlong was to feel one's head swim, and things changed their shapes about him, save for his horses, whose mouths constantly dripped blood, which smoked where it fell. Then from among the demigods were 50 chosen, still struggling to discipline erratic attributes, eager to strengthen aspect and gain merit through battle. Krishna declined battle and went off to play his pipes in Kanipura. He found him lying upon a grassy hillside beyond the city, staring up into the star-filled sky.
"Good evening."
He turned his head and nodded. "How goes it with you, good Kubera?"
"Well enough, Lord Kalkin. And yourself?"
"Quite well. Have you a cigarette upon your most impressive person?"
"I am never far from them."
"Thank you."
"Light?"
"Yes."
"Was that a jackbird that circled the Buddha before Madame Kali tore his guts out?"
"Let us speak of pleasanter matters."
"You killed a weak Brahma, and a mighty one has replaced him."
"Oh?"
"You killed a strong Shiva, but an equal strength replaces his."
"Life is full of changes."